Welcome back. You're with the Grumpy Gaze Plus One on Joy 94.9. And I swear to God, Doug, what are those noises coming from my bathroom?
Oh, I'm actually having a little bit of an uncomfortable conniption flashback after hearing Knock on Wood, Helen.
Why is that?
This song...
Oh my God.
...actually constitutes... a little stage appearance I made when I was back in primary school when I did a little bit of a dance.
A dance?
And people in Bundura still talk about it.
Oh my God, where did this display of raw masculinity take place exactly?
At the multi-purpose room at Greenwood Primary School in probably 1978 or something. I can't go on. Stop it. Move on.
Oh, my God. He's suffering PTSD now my bloody bathroom.
Post-traumatic dance syndrome. Yes.
Well, look, the video to this, it's a bit different to the others. Like, there's no small town population of band members in this one. It's her, and there's kind of traces of her magic mushroom style behind her. So she didn't really need a band. That kind of sort of thing when you're on magic mushrooms and the curtains become the band, if you know what I mean. How would you buy magic mushrooms? Do you get a punnet? A punnet of?
I don't know that you buy them in bulk.
No, don't you find them in the bush?
I don't know. So, we're back to our devilish segment, Room 666, where we take turns at taking a topic and putting it into the room of the devil and locking it away forever because we just need to get rid of it. Helen, it's your turn this week.
My turn. And I would like to premise this by saying I am going to traverse the nine layers of hell with this one.
Wow, are you going to try this? And actually, do you know what? I had it confirmed from a very good source that it is nine layers of hell. Do you know what source that is?
Dante's Inferno.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh, God.
Anyway, continue, sorry.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to start it off with back off, Shaniqua. We're on the journey to hell.
So what is it that you're putting in room 666?
Well, it has an interesting title, XAE A12.
Ah.
And that will make sense a little bit down the track.
Okay.
Will it?
It will, I hope. So what we're depositing or attempting to deposit this evening are ridiculous baby names.
This is going to be good.
Level one, combining parents' names.
Okay.
For example, Jerika.
Right.
Which is a combination of Jared and Jessica.
Okay, so what would ours be?
Mattel.
Ah, well, that sounds like a doll.
Exactly. This is not acceptable. This just shows a level of laziness heretofore unbefore seen in this world. You can't come up with a name, so you combine yours and your other halves? That's ridiculous. What would yours have been if your parents went down this path?
Jan Rod.
So that's what you're going to be called from here on, Jan Rod.
Yeah, well, it sounds a bit like a porn name, doesn't it?
Well, it's...
Actually,
would have been Bog.
Even better.
Which is where you keep finding yourself, in other people's bogs.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, I don't know about this, because we are a little bit guilty of this anyway, because let's face it, the Grumpy Gays are called the Greys.
Stop it. It's not the same thing. Level two. Simply throwing letters together. Elon Musk, I'm looking at you. For example, ABCD. Pronounced Absidy. No, it's not. It's ABCD. It's the first four letters of the alphabet. Elon Musk and whoever you've just had child with. X, AE, some elfish symbol. AE12 does not a name make.
No, and I saw on the news that actually that AE symbol is actually called, it's referred to as Archangel.
Yeah, no.
Well, the American government has actually refused his, I don't know what you call it, an application to use that name, because they're saying that official names in the States, you're not allowed to have any symbols in it, which they're using the dash between the A and the 12 to deny him the right to have that name. And I was thinking, but surely it's a hyphen. Like, there's hyphenated names out there. I'd be more concerned about the ex-archangel bit.
Well, probably the first halfway decent thing America's done in quite some time, denying a poor child that moniker, I would like to say. However...
Surely Shanique were there. They're a main offender in this.
Quite possibly. Mm. So let's move to level three. Drawing inspiration from stripper names.
Oh.
Appaloosa, I'm looking at you.
What's that?
If you name your child Appaloosa, the only thing that she is going to, her career path has been set.
Right.
From the birth canal, you've named her Appaloosa, you know what her future career is.
I hadn't heard of that one.
Haven't you? No. Got anything on that one?
Well, I do remember in London, there was a male stripper who used to do the gay bars there, and he dressed as an executioner.
Oh.
Sexy. And he called himself Sexy Cute.
Oh.
Anyway, his stripping was as bad as his wordplay. Although apparently he gave great beheading.
Oh, not Matthew.
God. Did he have big legs?
He did, yes.
Level four. Trying to make yourself sound intelligent by using names from literature. D'Artagnan?
I can't imagine any of these parents have a knowledge of great literature.
So they've Googled it, have they? They've Googled it.
Yeah, well, I suppose if you want to be pretentious. So can I call my kid Dr. Seuss?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, well, no, I don't know. The doctor part may be a problem.
Oh,
who knows? Level five. Fruit is fruit. Gwyneth Paltrow, I'm looking at you. Apple is not a child's name. It's
well, it could
a
have been
piece
worse.
A fruit. What, date?
It could have been worse. She could have named it after a vagina.
Go.
From whence you came. yeah. Well, what was her second child's name?
Moses.
Oh. Well, that's biblical.
Mm.
Biblical fruit.
Mm. Well, you'd know.
yes. You know, don't even take me back there. Look, what about fruits named after people? There's the Sharon fruit.
Ooh. The Sharon fruit?
Yeah. Have you not seen one of those?
No.
And then, oh, okay. Then there's Melon.
Melon.
As in Melon Kim. That's a name.
Okay. Scraping the bottom of the barrel there.
All right, fair enough.
So level six, places. David and Victoria Beckham, I'm looking at you.
Oh, yes.
What, you can't remember where you had sex and got pregnant? So you name your kid that?
You're talking about Brooklyn Beckham, yeah?
That would be the one.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's got to be somewhere trendy or exotic, doesn't it? Because you could have something like Bunnings Car Park on Turner Gents.
Oh.
Or Diggers Rest Worn. Or actually, where I was conceived, which is Kangaroo Flat. Kangaroo Flat Worn. My nickname at school would be Roadkill. Can you imagine? Or Bandura.
Oh,
primary
no.
school, knock on wood stage. I don't know.
Start me off with my conniption again.
Okay, level seven. Titles do not a name make for the simple effing fact that in the English language, they are titles that denote a certain status or standing. Just because you name your kid Saint, Sir, Prince or Princess doesn't actually make them one.
Oh, no, that is common as muck, isn't it? Oh. Although in the case of Princess, I bet it does.
Level eight. I'm a celebrity and I've decided a haiku is in order for this one.
Oh, she's going the low-coup again.
Low-coup. Yeah.
You're the low-coup, I'm the high one.
Oh, excuse me.
The saint read the psalm. The storm hit Chicago's north. Truth will prevail now.
Oh. Please explain, as Pauline Hanson once said.
That contains all the names of those ridiculous car wannabe Dashians in it. that they have named their children. Saint Psalm, Storm, Chicago, North, and Truth.
Oh, very clever.
Do not a name mate.
No. That's almost a combination of all the layers before it. You've got the Bible. It's biblical. You've got the title. You've got the location. That's a whole lot of common thrown in there.
It's a whole lot of common. And we have made it. I have traversed the layers. I am there. I am in level 9. And it is twinning, the ultimate in baby name stupidity. Celine Dion, I'm looking at you.
So are you talking, a set of twins?
Yes.
And such one's named something, one's named the other, yeah?
That's right.
Right.
Nelson and Eddie. Bert and Ernie.
Oh, no.
Autumn and Summer. But I can even outdo that. Monique and Unique. I shit you not.
So one's a proper name and one's not. Can you imagine being the twin that had the not proper name?
The Unique?
Yeah.
And that's spelt YOUNIQUE, Unique. Oh, where we're at in our current state in the world, what do you think twinning would look like now, Matt?
Don't know. Kath and Kim?
I was thinking Co and Vid.
Right, yes.
Or better, COVID and 19.
Yes.
Just a few suggestions for the wannabe namers out there. Now, I'm going to end this 666 with a little bit of a search I did on the most ridiculous baby names for 2020. And let's face it, it's been a crapola of a year. So we're really scraping the bottom of the barrel with these names.
So these are the hot names right now.
These are the hot baby names.
Right, okay.
Any. Blake Lee, and that is spelt B-L-A-Y-K-E-L-E-E.
Oh, okay. That's, very labour-intensive, that one.
Chardonnay.
Oh, well, see, that was quite popular back in the 90s.
Oh, here's
particularly
a good
an oaky one.
Here's a good one. Khaleesi. Doug, don't you leave dribble on my macrame. Oh, look, one of the popular ones is our names, Matt. Mattel. We're before our time.
Absolutely.
And here's one to end with for girls' names before we move on to the boys' monikers. Pansy.
Well, I actually don't think that's so bad. I mean, for years and years and years, I thought that actually was my name because, let's be fair, that's what most people were calling me.
Well, after your performance at Bundura Primary School, with that knock on wood, I'm not surprised.
Now let's look at boys.
Yes, please.
Names.
Oh, okay.
Cletus.
Fletus.
Oh. Cletus.
Oh, Cletus.
Okay. Sounds more like a girl's name, to be fair.
Yes, it sounds like something that...
Oh, that's clitoris, isn't it?
I was going to say, it sounds like something most straight men can't find.
Or gay ones, for that matter. How about King Messiah?
Porn name.
What about Pinches?
Pinches?
P-I-N-C-H-E-S. Pinches.
Well, that doesn't sound very manly, does it?
It sounds like Doug's name. Yeah. Pansy.
I noticed you got one here which is Manson as well. And I do think to myself, that's probably named after Charles, is it?
Well, I'm thinking you're pretty much setting that kid up on his life's journey as well.
Yeah, well, I reckon in year
Appaloosa
9.
Appaloosa and Manson.
I reckon in year 9 there's a couple of times my parents wanted to rename me Charles Manson.
So, look, I think I have done an exceptional job this week. I have traversed the 9 levels of hell and I am there, cap in hand, with stupid baby names ready to be deposited. What are you thinking?
Yeah, look, I do think that if you actually do manage to attain the 9 levels, there's no option but to let you into the room of the devil. So, welcome,
Woo-hoo!
Helen. Welcome,
Woo-hoo!
Helen. Your first Woo-hoo! Ever. Coming up, stick around. We've got Idiot of the Week and the Vegan Jogger. I bet you're waiting with bated breath for that one. Only after Born to be Alive.